This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Thursday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as I broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the Internet and a satellite. Now, a special shout-out goes out to our active-duty military veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, our security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. Don't forget to everybody that's working on the Third Watch right now, thanks for keeping America rolling along, especially our over-the-road truck drivers, the men and the women behind the wheels of the 18-wheelers going coast-to-coast, border-to-border, and our bulk mail haulers, Felix and the gang, going from the bulk mail centers to the post offices so you get your mail today. And, of course, our suicide jockeys hauling the gasoline and the diesel products, which dropped down since Monday, 30 cents a gallon at the refinery. We haven't seen it yet, but hopefully we will. Now, follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe, Gab, Parler, Getter, and now you'll find us on Truth Social. Yep, that's right. Donald Trump's site, we're over there on Truth Social, at Captain's America is the handle. And Twitter, we're at Captain's America. And we're also checking out our website, the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. That's the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. Go over there and see the different things we have to offer, and you just might like what you see. All righty, joining us right now, U.S. Army retired West Point grad, Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright, chairman of the Manatee County Republican Liberty Caucus, as well as host of the ever-popular Military Matters show. And good morning, Colonel.
Good morning, Captain. Good to be with you, as always.
Yes, sir. And are you ready to say the pledge, sir?
Captain, I'm ready.
Here we go. I pledge allegiance, to the flag, of the United States of America, and to the Republic, for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice, for all. And we emphasize those two words, ladies and gentlemen, under God, because our country was founded on Judeo-Christian values, and we get it, and we certainly hope that you get it too. All right, well, Colonel, we're going to start with the obvious, and I guess that's where we're going with this Defense Production Act that we heard the president enact yesterday with a bunch of vim and vigor. Actually, it should have been done much before this, in my opinion. What do you think?
I agree it should have, and a couple things on this is I look at some of the things that have kept some of the baby formulas, all the things coming from foreign sources, much of the laws and regulations that govern that had absolutely nothing to do with the defense of the United States. And so, yeah, like so many things, like Ukraine, the current administration has run the risk and has been a day late and a dollar short. But, yeah, this was overdue. And particularly some ludicrous things that should have never been restricted because they had nothing to do with national security. But, of course, it gets back to the thing, just like we should have continued to pursue national energy independence. Here, there are ways, and we should, in all things economic. If you're going to be America first and foremost, you want to look for ways to encourage the things that can and should be done here internally and produced by great Americans. Until then, we need to get rid of crazy restrictions that are just protectionist and do not serve the best interests of Americans and American mothers and don't serve the purposes of defending the United States of America.
How about getting rid of crazy people in government that say we're in charge of the Democratic Disinformation Committee?
Yeah. There's a good news story for you. Like what you're talking about. I think our gal that was in charge of that, and I don't mean that sexist, if a guy had talked like her and had sung Mary Poppins tunes like that, which, oh, by the way, if I hear that one more time, and I said this a million times, I will get ill. If nothing else, I'm delighted that maybe we'll put an end to having to hear her Mary Poppins sing-along thing. But that's good. And the pause, it's a shame that it's just a pause. It should have been a dissolution because that has absolutely nothing to do with Homeland Security. And the things that have the most to do with Homeland Security and what that department ought to be doing are being ignored and covered up in light of some crazy make-believe things that she represented. And I don't think she's going to get a government job. I think she's dead on that. She's going to do like so many people that are departing the Biden administration. And they're just going to join progressive left-wing media outlets and speak on behalf or the Democratic National Committee, one or the other. That's the hiring place for people that are finding deserting the sinking ship of the Biden administration.
Yeah, well, that's what I heard was that she was going to go through a television network.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, because she had been a guest on MSNBC quite a lot, so... That may be where she's headed. Who knows? MSNBC is where all the rejects want to go.
Yeah, the home of the rejects. I like that. It's like the island of misfit toys in the Christmas cartoon. That's MSNBC.
Mm-hmm. Well,
nobody wants them.
We're getting ready to come up on a break, but I'm going to tease this. We're going to talk about somebody by the name of Junkovich, which is what we were just kind of throwing around there.
Yeah.
And all about... what happened to her department, which, by the way, has supposedly been put into limbo. But then we're also going to get into the mix about Joy Behar and Tucker Carlson. They got a little brouhaha going on there, and that's kind of interesting. And also, one other little thing to tease, folks, that Russian soldier yesterday who's on trial for war crimes pleaded guilty. He's going to wind up, I guess, with life in prison. All right, hold the thought there, Colonel. Folks, we're coming right back with more here on the Captain's America Third Watch. It's a beautiful day in the neighborhood. A Thursday.
Tonight's muster is not over yet. More with United States Army retired Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright right after this on the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
All righty. Thank you very much, Kathy Curtis, for doing that for us. By the way, folks, hardly a week goes by when I don't get a call from Sean at Moss Nissan up in Newport Richey asking me to come up and meet one of my listeners who just bought either a new Nissan or a certified pre-owned. Now, it's amazing to me how they get customers from all over the Panhandle, South Georgia, all over Florida, Tampa Bay, up and down the East Coast, up and down the Midwest, and all the way out to Phoenix, Arizona. And I'm not kidding, all the way out to Phoenix, Arizona. Now, they just can't be beat when it comes to price, customer service, and little things like you serve, you save. Now, I'll get into that in a minute, but it all starts with Moss Care that gives you many miles of carefree motoring, including free oil changes and tire rotations for the life of your vehicle. And you can't beat the selection either at Moss, over 500 new and pre-owned vehicles, all the different colors and accessories that you can dream of are right there. Clean trade-ins? Oh, boy, do they. And they are commanding a great resale value, too. You'd be surprised what your trade-in is worth these days. Go over there and check it out, Moss Nissan. Now, Moss Nissan, of course, is the exclusive home of the You Serve, You Save program, where veterans, active-duty military, first responders, and church pastors, too, all get great care taking care of them. Now, Nissan locations are in Crystal River. The flagship store is in Newport Richey at 19 and 54. Nissan and Acura side-by-side on Florida Avenue in Tampa, and they are building a brand-new Nissan dealership in Brooksville on State Route 50, just east of the Veterans Expressway. And it's going to be open sooner than what we were telling you. We were telling you July, possibly the end of July. Now they're telling us it's going to be open sooner than that. So we'll see what happens. Now, don't forget, you can check them out online by going to Moss, M-A-U-S, Nissan.com, and tell them the captain sent you. Go see Sean up there in Newport Richey. Tell them the captain sent you. See what happens. You're going to be pleasantly surprised. All right. Retired United States Army Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright is with us. And again, good morning to you, Colonel.
Good morning, Captain.
Now, lots of stuff going on here, to include Joy Behar, who called Tucker Carlson almost irrelevant, citing his audience numbers. But her audience numbers for The View, which he slapped back at her, are almost non-existent.
Now, why should you and I be the fact checkers on this when they ought to be all over that? That is something that on its face. But you know what? I joke and I say, hey, the women on The View, Joy Behar, are they Fox News plants there? Because every time they open their mouths and insert foot, they increase the gap of viewership of the show like Tucker Carlson and Fox News and decrease the viewership on their own show.
Sure.
I mean, you can make this stuff up, but that's insane for somebody to say such a patently stupid and false thing.
Yeah, and they never, you know, Joy Behar is a comedian, but that's not funny.
Well, I guess I just don't get the joke. I didn't laugh too hard when I heard that. I thought she was serious. I guess that's what passes for comedy in the left these days, huh?
You know, with 5 months of the fiscal year yet to go, the number of migrants encountered at the southwest border from countries other than Mexico and the Northern Triangle have been inundated, get this, by Cubans, 930% increase, by Nicaraguans, a 308% increase, and by Colombians with a 4,837% increase.
Yeah, and here's for my bit of sarcasm. If only we hadn't been putting the pause on the Department of Homeland Security and its branch and the gal, Zelensky, or I don't think I have her name right.
Jankowicz.
Jankowicz. If only we hadn't put the pause on that, we would stop this whole rush on the border by nations other than Mexicans and the increase in that from everything from Cuba, Nicaragua, and all that. Of course, I'm being sarcastic when I say that. It had absolutely nothing to do with one of the greatest national security threats today, second to China, or pops on parallel with China, and that is our unprotected southern border.
Mm-hmm. You're right. You're absolutely right. And we're not doing much of anything to see to it that's going on, except for Texas. Now, Texas is, and by the way, everybody's saying, well, Texas isn't doing anything. Why haven't they got the wall fixed and all that? They are working on the wall, but they don't just throw a wall up in a day or two.
Yeah, and then, of course, they've been joined by other states. I think there's something I could order. It's about 21 states, including Florida, now Oklahoma,
yep,
are joining together on this. And, you know, there's only so many things the state could do. In the absence of what is a national security issue, the states can only do so much. So my hat's off to Governor Abbott and to those other states that are joining him, because they're doing mighty things. They should not have had to been put in this position to have to do this, but they are. So those that complain that they're not doing enough, well, the better question is, what the heck are we doing as a nation and the current administration to do this? Well, we're doing things to thwart their efforts and putting our energy and efforts into things that are nonsense.
Now, a 21-year-old Russian soldier pled guilty to killing a 62-year-old unarmed cyclist in the first war crimes trial since Moscow's invasion of the Ukraine. He's apparently going to get life in prison. That may or may not be a deal that was worked on. Don't know why or what. But there's a lot more to come here, as I guess they've got about 15 or 20 Russian soldiers that they're ready to try.
Yeah, and this will be the first of many. And this is Ukraine doing what it as a nation state ought to do and should do. And I'm going to segue just for a moment to talk about this. There's something that Lindsey Graham, the guy that at one moment delights me in what he has to say, and on the next moment just totally either makes me scratch my head or say, shut up, Lindsey. Mm-hmm. You're not right on this. But yesterday, he tried to equate Rand Paul and the 11 senators that were holding up the $40 billion package to Ukraine, equating it to what the left is doing with defunding the police. Lindsey, You could not be more wrong. That is so wrong-headed. That kind of, that is neoconservatism gone amok. I'm delighted that Rand Paul is making us pause. This is the kind of pause that is fruitful and stop and say, wait a minute. What can Ukraine do on its own as an independent nation? What can other nations do to do this without us, with our own personal economic issues we have in the nation, spending $40 billion more and just rubber stamping that without pausing and saying, wait a minute, is this the right thing to do for us, and does this serve our long-term national security and economic interests? I don't think that it does. And, Lindsay, please, stop. You pause and think before you say stupid things like that. It's wrong-headed, and it's designed to paint guys like Rand Paul as being purely isolationist, which is false. Fact-checkers on the right, we need to get out and call out Lindsey Graham for making such ludicrous statements, in my opinion.
Mm. By the way, her full name, the lady we were talking about, the disinformation czar, Nina Jakowicz, she's resigned, and good riddance to her.
Yeah, I think as disinformation czar, her real role was to spread disinformation. So
that's what she did.
Mm-hmm. Yes, she did. Goodbye.
That's what she did. Yep. Now, Ron DeSantis has put out an absolute clinic, or put on an absolute clinic, after Florida's Nikki Fried tried to compare him to a communist dictator.
Yes, he did, and he often does, and that's why here in the free state of Florida, we grow fonder by the moment of our governor, Ron DeSantis. Now, of course, Nikki Fried is the commissioner of agriculture, which here in the state of Florida has a lot to say. There's an issue that is near and dear to you and I's heart, because you emceed a rally, as you often have, in advocating for our right of self-defense in the Second Amendment.
Yep.
But she has been a thorn in the side of all of us that want to defend our right of self-defense in the Second Amendment, because she's in charge of licensing and all that, amongst other things that. And, of course, recently, 2 weeks ago, the Republican Liberty Caucus has an answer to that. Bob White, the chairman of the Republican Liberty Caucus of Florida, announced that he's running for that, and he is a tried-and-true defender. And the Republican Liberty Caucus of Florida has been probably, I believe, the number one organization to defend that, and standing behind our governor and all his efforts for constitutional care and others on that. He is the solution to Nikki Fried and the like. Vote for him to be agricultural commissioner.
Hold that thought. Okay, folks, coming back with Lieutenant Colonel Wright. He's going to stick around for one more segment, and I will be right back with him, so don't go anywhere. This is the Captain's America Third Watch, Thursday morning edition.
Tonight's muster is not over yet. More with United States Army retired Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright right after this on the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pride.
As many Americans are wondering how we got here, millions of parents and caregivers in the United States who rely on formula to feed their children cannot do so due to the baby formula shortage in the United States. President Biden has a plan.
I'm invoking what they call the Defense Production Act. to ensure that manufacturers have the necessary ingredients to make safe, healthy infant formula here at home. The Defense Production Act gives the government the ability to require suppliers to direct needed resources to infant formula manufacturers before any other customer and start getting more formula in stores as soon as possible.
The U.S. economy continues to falter. Stocks on Wednesday had their steepest losses in over 2 years following disappointing earnings from Target, Walmart, and Lowe's. The Dow Jones fell 3.57%, the NASDAQ was off 4.75%, and the S&P 500 lost just over 4%. USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
You found it. The most listened to radio program in the overnights. The Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. Lock it in and join the Captain's Army.
You betcha. And this is the Captain's America Third Watch, a Thursday morning. I'm talking to retired United States Army Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright from the Manatee County Republican Liberty Caucus, as well as the Military Matters show. And I'm on that show from time to time. And you need to check that out. Go look it up. Military Matters. Do a little search and you'll find out who they are. By the way, speaking of searching, this part of the program brought to you by Relief Factor. Relief Factor is a product that I have taken for well on going over 7 years. And I take it because it works. And the problems that I've been having with myself, this product here is a whole lot better than the alternative of taking Mobic and Plexiril, which were narcotics, and I didn't want to have anything to do with it because it has its little side effects, and you don't want to be involved in that if you can help it. So once I was able to get rid of it and I found out about Relief Factor 7 years ago, here I am, 100% drug-free on this stuff because the ingredients in it, turmeric, resveratrol, icarin, and omega-3, are all non-drug, and they help to support the body's natural response to inflammation to lower or eliminate the pain and the swelling that you have with whatever the problem is you got going on. And they'll go right straight to the source of the problem. That's really great. Now, it's 100% botanical and fish oil product made from a clinically developed formula that supports the regularization of key enzymes and proteins, too. So don't forget, you can go to the website, relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain. One more time, relieffactor.com/captain, and it's only $19.95 for the 3-week quick start. You try that out, see what it does for you, and I'd be willing to bet you you're going to feel a whole lot better. relieffactor.com/captain. Okay, back to Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright, retired Army. Good morning, sir.
Yeah, good morning, Captain.
Yes, sir. Now, here we go again. Did you have a chance by your choice, of course, not because you got stumbled into it, but to watch the new Biden press secretary, Karine Jean-Pierre.
Yeah. She doesn't even have the ability to communicate a crazy idea like Psaki had the ability to do. Oh, good Lord. Talk about a sad debut. I did watch that. She fell all over herself. And even with some of the warm-ups she had to get up in front of the mic and talk in the months that preceded this, that was bad. It almost makes you think that Jen Psaki was trying to set her up to do that to make her look good and say, oh, please, Jen, we need you back. That was not a great debut by any means.
Well, you know, I was really surprised that she was not able to communicate when she had been with Psaki the whole time. And the few times that she did come out and say things, first of all, she never had a notepad in front of her. A three-ring binder that she was glued to, reading that to give her answers. That takes all the validity out of it when you have to do that. And when Steve Ducey, Peter Ducey, asked the tough questions that he asked, she just lost it. I mean, she went off to for lack of better words, she went into a quandary and started to read that book. And some of the stuff she was reading had nothing to do with the question that was being asked.
Yeah. You know, President Biden, who is incapable of representing himself or being the face of his own administration,
right,
in a very good way, absolutely has to have people that can step up and fill the gap for him, sadly to speak. And this, I'm sorry, she is not going to fill the gap. She's a reflection, if anything. She's another Joe Biden at the mic, and he doesn't need that. That does not serve him very well, and it certainly doesn't serve. I was just going to buttress, I think, the red wave that we're going to experience in November, and hopefully looking forward to 2024, and I'll do that. You hate to see the nation paying the price for this kind of ineptitude, but if that's what it takes to bring Americans, the increasing number, awake, not woke, but awake, well, so be it. You hate to see ineptitude being the thing to lead to that. I'd rather see them do well by the nation, but if they're going to step in it, hey, might as well alert people and let us know and do our own fact-checking and become awake.
Okay, Backgammon Bob is on the phone. I'm going to go over there. Okay, Backgammon Bob, what's your question for the colonel?
Yes, I want to know what he thinks about the new rifle the Army has adopted. It weighs a little bit more. It's more lethal, but it's also way more. It shoots a 6.8 millimeter round, a little heavier. What do you think of that? And the second thing was, have they been Florida and Texas, are they still shipping illegals over to Washington, D.C.? All right. Thanks a lot.
Okay. The weapon, I thought it was two different weapons they were trying, Colonel.
Yeah, that's right. I don't think it was settled. And quite honestly, I'd have to talk to people that are in the know right now to know the answer to that. I know, having served for 24 years, and we went through, in that 24 years, we went through a lot of weapons procurements and huge things. I mean, we went from the Jeep to the Humvee, went from the M60 Vietnam-era tank to the M1A2. So I saw a lot of that occur. So I'd have to check on that. And of course, when we went from the M14 to the M16, in Vietnam to that, there was a lot of that because you get used to certain things. And the nature of modern warfare changes. We had to go from a long rifle to a shorter rifle to be able to fight in closed spaces and all that. So we live and learn, and we've had to accelerate our learning curve. So I can't directly answer the question and say whether the particular weapon he's referring to, and I am familiar with it, but I haven't talked to people that are in the know that have actually fired that weapon to talk. And until I hear that, I can't do that. As far as the second thing, that is falling off the radar of late. I don't think, and Captain, you may know better than me, I think since we had the first rounds of turning those folks right there, I haven't heard anything of that in probably about the last 2 weeks. about redirecting illegals from Florida and other states back to Washington, D.C.
Well, they're still sending them up there, but it's not a publicly staged event anymore. They're trying not to let the media know what they're doing because they don't want to give anything away. But they're still sending people up there, and so is in Texas.
Yeah, and that's good. And of course, they got a lot of hoopla at first, but honestly, even the administration would probably want to downplay that because it doesn't make them look good. But hey, as long as the right thing occurs, whether it gets the attention it deserves or not, hey, I'm okay with that.
Mm-hmm. Now, the latest count in Pennsylvania with this Senate race is Dr. Oz leads by 1,241 votes over Mr. McCormick. The woman, the gal that was there, she has bowed out and said that she's no longer, or she's closed her campaign and this, that, and the other and all that stuff because she doesn't want to get involved in all this other stuff that's about to take place, and that's the recount and all that. But the military vote has not been counted yet, the overseas military vote, and that's usually the last thing that they do. I have reason to believe that those ballots coming in, the military ballots, will go mostly for Mr. McCormick since he is, of course, a West Point grad and a military guy.
Well, I don't know. I don't presume that because, you know, there are many veterans that run for office that veterans don't necessarily back. I haven't particularly backed. But having said that, historically speaking, in Pennsylvania, even in close races, the recounts are normally have been, and you always run the risk when you say historically speaking, because we're rewriting history all the time here in the United States of America, but particularly when we talk about voting issues. But historically speaking, it generally reaffirms the count. And so I suspect that Oz, in the end, and I think we got until about the 1st of June, we don't have long to do this by Pennsylvania law, but I think it's going to reaffirm Oz's narrow victory right there, and I don't think there will be enough military votes if it goes as you suggest to do that. But I'm like Rance Priebus. I know Sean Hannity tried to corner him to try to convince him to say, "Hey, this is all bad for the Republican Party, all this infighting, the ugly things." That's true, but Rance Priebus was right. Primary races are good for the right and for the Republican Party. It makes those candidates better, and it makes us better, because in the end, we do come together in November, and we will. And all three of those close races, despite all the ugly fighting and the advertisements going on, that put that aside. It's not going to happen, whether it's McCormick or whether it's Oz, it'll go well.
Okay, we will talk to you on Tuesday, and maybe I'll see you before then, so have yourself a great day.
Back at you, Captain.
All right, that's Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright, retired U.S. Army. We have him on every Tuesday and every Thursday.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Here's a question for you. Why is it that some people aren't as stressed out about the future as you'd think they'd be? Answer? They're probably among the millions of Americans who have prepared themselves with emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. If the worst ever happens, literally millions of American families are already protected from dealing with empty store shelves. Is yours? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and grab some emergency food kits, at least one for each member of your family. These kits give you a wide variety of delicious meals that average over 2,000 calories per day. Everything stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Order your kits now by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your order will ship fast and arrive discreetly in unmarked boxes. Listen, this is something you need to jump on now, before the next news headline stuns the world. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
American leftists have been feverishly seeking to wipe out every good moral standard. Black Lives Matter and Antifa thugs have sought to make life uncomfortable while assisting Democrats in fundamentally transforming our republic into a brutal hellhole. Hello, I'm Ron Edwards. On today's page from the Edwards Notebook, brought to you by Constitutional Brown's Coffee. Recently in Oak Park, Michigan, a rude black female allegedly tried to cash a fake $8,900 check at a liquor store. The business owner then called police. Because the liquor store owner wasn't stupid and called police, the mother of the fake check owner led a group of leftist Black Lives Matter folks in a protest against the liquor store owner because he didn't bow to the wishes of the woman with the fake check. They screamed, "Black Lives Matter!" The Black Lives Matter residents also accused the liquor store owner of racism. They also displayed a sign stating, "Stop Racist Cops." That sign represents the leftist belief that black people like Marcina Barksdale of Oak Park, Michigan, should be allowed to lie, cheat, and steal, and even try to cash fake checks. Or you'll be called a racist and hear the tired Black Lives Matter chants, all because leftists of all stripes seek to turn the American dream into a globalist nightmare. To that I say, basta! What say you? I'm Ron Edwards.
Ron Edwards, the new voice of America.
Sponsored by the Tri-County Liberty Coalition.
All righty, that is Ron Edwards. That's the Edwards Notebook. And the Edwards Notebook, of course, is always brought to you by Constitutional Grounds Coffee. You can go over to his website, theronedwards.com. Take a look at that Constitutional Grounds Coffee display that's up there. And pick the type of coffee that you want. And he'll give it to you. You'll be able to order it and go from there. Now, I just happen to have right here. That's my iced coffee. And that's Constitutional Grounds iced coffee. It's extremely good. Very low acidic level, which is the problem I used to have with some of the coffees I drink. They'd be very acidic. So go over there to his website, theronedwards.com. Take a look at the coffee that's there. And I'm sure you'll agree with me that Constitutional Grounds is the coffee that you want in your cup. All right. Let's get going here with a little sidebar comedy. And I do mean sidebar, and some of you will laugh and some of you might not, but heck with it. We're going to have a little fun. Disinformation Board project has been paused. The disinformation czar, none other than Nina Jankowicz, has resigned. That singer of immense talent, right? Now, from the story, the controversial head of the Department of Homeland Security's Disinformation Board resigned yesterday following weeks of attacks on her role as it emerged that the panel was being paused just 3 weeks after they were put into place. Now, you can't make this stuff up. I wish you could. But the board was intended to combat misinformation that critics quickly honed in on, with his role of its chief, Nina Jankowicz, and her history as fighting disinformation and extremism when she was the one who was putting most of it out there. That's what she was doing. Now, according to the Daily Mail, Senator Marsha Blackburn said that Joe Biden is pausing his unconstitutional disinformation board that would censor free speech and target conservatives. Pausing is not enough. It needs to be permanently shut down, so says Senator Marsha Blackburn. Could agree with her more. And on Twitter, the New York Post, in her goodbye statement, Jankowicz whined that mischaracterizations of the board became a distraction from my department's vital work. And indeed, along with the recent events globally and nationally, it embodies why it's necessary. I maintain my commitment to holding awareness of disinformation threats and trust the department will do the same. Well, la-di-da. Now, from the New York Post, Curtis Houck says, it's deucey time. Oh, these people, this gets even better. He says, last week you guys said you needed the Disinformation Governance Board at DHS to make sure freedom of speech is protected across the country and that these platforms are not used for forms of disinformation. What changed? What changed? Couldn't get an answer to that one. Couldn't get an answer. But my point is, this is so far off the rail, disinformation. When you got the person that's putting out most of the disinformation to begin with. Tell me that makes any sense. Probably does to Joe Biden, but what would he know? He can't even get out of his own way now, most of the time. So it is what it is. Now, speaking of stuff, how about Dominic's Blinds and Decor? I know a lot of you are very familiar with Dominic's. Dominic's has been around for a number of years. And, of course, all their blinds, shades, shutters are made in the U.S. of A. They happen to be a Hunter Douglas dealer. They have sent things out of state before to different locations. If you're up there listening to me in the Northeast or Midwest or out West and you want to check them out, it's Dominic's, D-O-M-E-N-I-C-K apostrophe S, Dominic's Blinds and Decor of Sarasota. Look them up. Take a look at what they have to offer. And a lot of times people have bought stuff that's been sent to them wherever they lived around the country. So stop by and see Jill and the gang in the store if you're here. And don't forget, you can call her at 941-922-2345. That's 941-922-2341. And all military and first responders get a discount on your purchase at Dominic's Blinds and Decor. All right. Going to get ready to do something here. Let me shut a window here and open another one up. Because here we go. Very patiently waiting on the phone. We've had this person that's been waiting for this cue to come his way.
Time now for 60 Seconds with Todd. Take it away, Todd.
Let's get down to business, ladies and gentlemen. To my friend Ralph, who's not feeling 100%, God bless you and thank you for being an American patriot and listening to this show. Let's get down to political business also. But let me say something about Jesus. If you don't know anything about Jesus and how he does business, okay, by Dr. Norval Hayes from Cleveland, Tennessee, okay, you're an idiot, okay, okay? The blood of Jesus cleanses all sin and forgives, and your faith in Jesus Christ is what takes you to heaven. Not your good deeds. Your good deeds ain't good enough to get to heaven. Okay? The greatest thing you could do for yourself and your family, say, dear Jesus, please forgive me of all my sins. Come into my heart, come into my soul, and save me. That's the greatest thing that can happen to you today. Okay? On the political scene, Joe, you're a disaster. Okay, it's not, if my brother was president where you are, I tell my brother, you're a disaster. Step down, please, for the sake of the country. And no, we're not down for transgender. We're not down for Disney World. And we're not down for raising any taxes when you got gasoline at $4.50 a gallon. Don't step down, and we're not down for you. We resign today, effective immediately. Stand up for our country. Stand up for our cops. Stand up for our Lord and Savior. Peace.
All righty. Thank you very much, Todd. Done very well. Done in time. As we're going to start to wrap up here right now. You know, it's been another great day. Thursday. Tomorrow's Friday. We have a lot of fun here on the program. And, of course, the breaking news always takes the priority when we get it. Last night was sort of a quiet night. Not real quiet, but sort of a quiet night. And it'll be interesting to see where we go with the Pennsylvania situation and what all the morning talk shows and the day talk shows will be talking about. Pretty much a broken record for a little while. But we'll see. And I'll see you tonight on the Radidio. Have a great day, everybody. God bless America. And please, 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 it's all about all the people out there.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.